with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
I am so hoping that you came in late and didn't hear the last segment of me being so inarticulate and everything coming out exactly how I didn't mean it.
Hello, well,
first of all, I love the terminology reliable. What was the other word? It was reliable and
confidential.
What's up?
WhatsApp. Look at Facebook.
I thought you were talking about Simon.
Simon's very reliable. He really is. Like in
the
crisis, I would want.
Bagpipes.
I know. Do you want to continue listening to them?
No,
you can do it
don't.
As a soundtrack.
Please.
No, I sort of like the idea of.
There we go.
No, Kathy, please.
Do you ever have like stuff. Marching bands in Israel?
Marching bands in Israel. No. Okay. Let me help you with that. No. Because somebody would start screaming, yeah, you think you play good? My brother-in-law, he knows how to play this. Okay. Well, you call this music? I teach you music. All right. So, no, we don't have marching bands in it.
And even when you try pull it off, like at that ceremony, the tekes at Har Herzl, when you give the
right.
Israel prize, I mean, even that, like, let's admit it, Andrew, that's like, it's not great. When they do
careful,
all the marching thing.
Careful.
No, I get very moved by the event. No question. But the
and
marching at the
on
end,
roll
I just,
today.
It doesn't really work. It doesn't really work.
Because you're coming from the land of efficiency.
Oh
the
my.
Right. Thank you. So I digress. So anyway, I was asked today by your stellar staff there what I was going to speak about. And I said, I'll get back to you. So wait till Tuesday, Wednesday. So I was thinking this morning, you know, in Israel, the elections are coming up this week, Tuesday.
We do know.
Yep. And we've been watching much, very interesting. We've been looking at the behavior of Benjamin Netanyahu.
You know, the other night, the same night as John Bolton.
Yeah.
You know, first they said he resigned and then we heard that it wasn't so, you know, ceremonious. He didn't resign. He was asked for his resignation.
Yeah.
And suddenly Bibi goes and makes this anemic declaration that after the election, we're going to impose sovereignty over the Jordan Valley. And what happened was apparently, I'm sure that you covered it on, High FM, apparently
yes.
The White House asked him not to make the announcement of immediate sovereignty because, like, if it's so important, do it now. Do it yesterday. What's this after the election? And it ended up that they realized I'm losing the English. It's not being replaced with anything. I'm just developing no speech in two languages. The fallout, that's the word, the fallout from canceling his dramatic statement that he's about to make would have been greater than his going and making this dopey statement. And, you know, Israel, you may not be aware of this, Simon, but Israelis do what they feel, say what they feel, and behave what they feel. And halfway through the announcement on public television,
yes.
They cut to commercials.
No way, really?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness
yes.
me. That's saying it like it is.
Because everybody here can be a prime minister. Prime minister, prime schminister. I'm the prime minister. And they cut to like yogurt ads, you know?
He's had a bad week though, hasn't he? I mean, between sort of rushing off stage in Ashkelon to this announcement to not passing his camera legislation, he has not had a good week.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, his family members are not making it easier on him.
Is that Sara or Yair? Who's making it difficult?
Yair and the wife, and it's rough. But I predict.
Yeah, interesting.
I predict that if the Israelis come out to vote, Benjamin Netanyahu will win by a landslide, and if they do not come out to vote, Benjamin Netanyahu will win by a landslide.
What's the motivation for them to come out and vote?
I don't know. I don't know, except that the fear, you know, the fear factor that nobody's going to come out to vote.
Which he's doing quite well sowing, by the way.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been doing it. Everybody's saying that a low turnout will be no good for any
of
them.
No, I'm saying about
them.
Like the war with Hamas and, you know, he's going to go in and he's going to completely finish them once and for all if he wins the election and he's going to annex this and he's going to annex that and, You know, it's a,
you know, it's, you're right. You're right, Kathy. And the cynicism shows how, is very well founded.
Yeah. And you know what? However, it shows how desperate he is. I mean, that's what it's looking like from the diaspora, Andrea.
It doesn't feel that way here.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. It doesn't feel that way. However, the reason Benjamin Netanyahu has lasted this long and will continue to last until, well, you know, his time is running out for sure, but it's a security issue. It's absolutely the security issue. The fact is there have been no major spates of terrorism like the bus bombings, like the stabbing intifadas since he's been, and people, you know what? Everybody cares about the economy, but here it's a life and death existence, and he delivers. And they do not have that feeling with Gantz, for sure. You know, anything further on the left, it's almost sad. The Stav Shafir, anything, our phones are, they're going to vote security. They're going to vote safety. They're going to vote less time for middle Israel to spend in bomb shelters.
Unless you get like the younger generation who are not always voting security.
You know what happened? Crazy. Yeah. Tel Aviv, last election. Yeah. Tel Aviv leftist. The kids all came out and voted Likud.
Really? That's interesting.
It was wild. Nobody could believe it. Because at the end, they're sitting in the bars and they're talking and the tattoo parlors. And again, these kids are fresh out of the army and they don't trust the left. They like to march to it. They like to shout the slogans. But when they get into those very badly designed voting booths, I may add, they vote Likud. I may be wrong, and I will, you know, I'll eat crow, except that next week I'm not really doing the show. I'll be in the air. But we'll talk before, but the week after for sure.
Where are you going? Are you coming here?
Yeah, no. I'm flying to, I have a wedding, Baruch Hashem. My niece is getting married. Mazel Tov, Shana and Andrew. They're getting married in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to fly to New York, spend Shabbos there with real Jews, and then drive.
Well, as opposed to the
what
unreal
was the
ones
meaning
in,
of that
in
exactly?
Freudian.
Well, the South
and
African,
then I'll go to Maryland, where everybody works for the government. You don't ask if you work for the government. You meet people in shul, the kiddush, and say, which branch do you work in? And then I'm going to drive all night, Matzi Shabbos, and then I'm going to drive back from Maryland straight to the airport and fly back to Eretz Israel, where I belong.
Just very quickly, and before we leave you, Andrea, you've gone through quite a hectic 24 hours in Israel, what with Bolton, what with Trump seemingly doing some sort of a U-turn on Iranian matters. Is there a sense of concern or nervousness in the Israeli street, or are we reading more into it than there actually is?
No, you're reading it correctly. There is concern. John Bolton was considered a dear, dear friend. Trump is, people are, you know, everybody was hailing Trump. Oh, the best friend Israel ever had, blah, blah, blah. And they're very concerned about his playing both sides of the aisle, his upcoming hopeful meeting with Rouhani, calling himself.
But he has to do that. How else do you negotiate a deal if your bias towards one party is clear?
It's true. They're frightened. People here are frightened. They're very concerned because they're frightened that they're going to really, again, the English, empower, enrich. We feel the feeling here in Israel is that the Iranians are laughing. They couldn't have played this better. And he's very frightened. His popularity has now, he was really riding high despite all what we were hearing in the press. He was riding very high. He's down to 36, 39, 35%. And his deal of the century is, in danger and he needs something. So people are watching very, very carefully.
100%.
Very carefully.
Still waiting.
Yeah,
for this deal
fear.
Of the
this
century.
Fear. You're reading it right. I wish you were reading it wrong, but you are reading it right. And we're going to miss John Bolton, and we're going to miss that mustache.
And we're going to miss you next week. Travel safely. Ew. Shabbat shalom. And
always lovely speaking
time,
to you,
Andrea. Look forward to speaking to you in 2 weeks.
Shabbat shalom, and we'll be greeting the Chagim soon. All right.